Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. Katie wants to talk about your big old stinky feet.
Well, yeah, there was this article talking about whether or not you should walk around the house in outside shoes. I'm sure you've got a good opinion on this, Jeremy. And doctors weighed in, so it made it pretty interesting to me. I am a proud team member of Shoes Off at the Door, right? And that is a big part of it is all of the stuff that you track in. You know, there's rules about your house, right? And this is one of them that is steadfast with me. When you come in, you take off your shoes. So they asked them whether or not, like, if you come in, it could actually be bad for your health to wear your shoes in the house. And they're saying, yeah, like that bacterium that you bring in could cause colitis, life-threatening infections. I mean, they even saw things like, what is that?
Staphylococcus?
Staph infection, but also what is the thing that starts with an M? Oh, man, now I can't
mono?
Even think
marsupial?
Of it. Not mono. The thing that happens when like bacteria and it can like cause like life-threatening issues.
MRSA.
That's the other thing that they're talking
MRSA
about.
MRSA for the win.
Exactly. That's what I meant.
That's what we're
doing. They say that you're tracking in a lot of stuff.
Well, duh.
And that's the thing is they actually brought in doctors to see. But here's the thing is then they asked if walking around barefoot was bad for your feet in your home. They say there's a lot of accidents that involve just sharp objects around your house.
Oh, my God.
Again, bacteria could get into your feet, whether it's in your house or outside. So now they're talking about, yes, they want you to take your shoes off at the door, but you're going to need some kind of shoes to walk around in your house with because it could be very bad.
I have house shoes.
Do you really?
And it's not like slippers. They're some like slides.
Yes.
That
yes.
I have that I throw my slides on and yeah, I walk around the house in those.
Yeah.
I try to kick off my outdoor shoes. My outside shoes,
yeah,
right when I come in.
Absolutely, and that's the good move.
And
right
so
there.
Did my children.
Yes.
And so does my wife.
Again, this is a steadfast rule at my
and
house.
And that's why at the end of the week, there's about 70 pairs of shoes at the bottom of
I
our
know.
Stairs.
Yeah, right.
Right by the garage door.
Yes. The shoe gallery. That's where you're going to find it.
There's so many shoes there.
Yeah, so they say that, yeah, you're going to want to have a pair of shoes to walk around in your house with. And these shoes never see the outside.
Like, see, that's my problem. I do a little bit of outside in them.
Don't do
but
it.
But just when it goes to like walking the trash out to like
no,
the
no,
side
no.
of the house.
Yeah, that's where people think they're safe. But where does your trash, when you put your trash down, it's got trash on it. So you're walking out there in all that. So they say the secret to house shoes is you can never let them be outside. So if you're
I got
doing
my indoor
that,
slippies, yeah.
I have my indoor slippers.
Yep.
And I will put on my running shoes to go run down to the car, check my mail and stuff just because I don't want my slippers out there. Like, I'm that
this
about
is such
it.
A headache though, isn't it? Like, it's too much to think about.
Is
just keep
it really
by the front
we
door.
Have a rule in the house though too, if you forget. The nice thing about my house is the main level's hardwoods, so it's easy to clean.
Yeah.
And I don't feel as gross as if it were carpet.
Yeah,
because I'm not walking in with outside shoes and it's on carpet. Upstairs is carpet, no shoes allowed upstairs.
Yeah.
And we're getting ready to put carpet in the basement. No shoes in the basement.
Well, yeah, because that's where it traps.
That's
right?
Where it's going to trap, and it's just, it's like a, you know, but that's when you need to call Zero Res.
Hey!
Make sure they come out and clean your carpets immediately.
Yes, and they do a great job, too.
I trust the team at Zero Res.
As you should, sir.
To get
but
all that MRSA out of my carpets.
Do you know what they say the best indoor shoe is? This kind of shocked me a little bit, and I don't know if I. Crocs. I know you said you have Croc sandals and you love them.
I said yesterday I have Crocs flip-flops and I didn't want to bring it up again, but my slides.
Are they Crocs?
Crocs.
Yeah, they say for our feet, like it's the best shape to keep our feet in if we're going to be walking around in our house on like the hardwood floors, as you said, and even the carpet. The Crocs are the best option for the, and how about this? Local Colorado company too. Hey.
It's a good company. Not as good as Zero Res.
Exactly. Well, both of them can be great.
But yeah, good company.
You know?
Real quick observation, though, too. Like, you said you shouldn't be walking around your house barefoot, but, like, when was the last time you were walking around your house barefoot you got, like, shanked in the foot by something?
I know. Well,
that's rare, right?
But I do kick the ottoman quite often, and if I had my slippers on, that wouldn't happen. So I got to keep those feet safe, Jer.
Problem is you just got big old feet.
I know. Well, there's that, too.
I think the only way to get around this is just to learn how to walk on your hands.
Okay. And you'll be fun at parties.
So as soon as you come in the house, you just do a handstand and walk around on your hands and take the trash out that way and go up and down your stairs. And
yeah.
I think that's the only reasonable way to get around all this.
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong, guys?